This is Mark Waters, the director of Mean Girls, along with...
Hi, this is Tina Fey, a writer.
And this is Lorne Michaels, the producer.
Yay. We're using the Paramount logo music, which they haven't used in 14 years, apparently. We had to dig it out of the vaults because I insisted on having it.
It's the one with the stars around it?
This is one of your credits on right now, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, in case you didn't notice.
This is your lunch, okay? Now, I put a dollar in there so you can buy some milk. You can ask one of the big kids where to do that.
Do you remember your phone number? I wrote it down for you, just in case. Put it in your pocket. I don't want you to lose it. Okay? You ready?
I think so.
She's very winning, that lady.
Was she tying her shoe there?
I know exactly what she up to.
She was sitting.
She was in the special sitting on the stair posture.
I'm 16, and until today...
It's amazing. It was so terrible every day we were shooting this movie. Then the moment we had to shoot this, it just got beautiful for 2 seconds for us.
C-A-R-P. Xylocarp.
Or that we're weirdly religious or something.
And on the third day...
I love these guys.
I love these little boys. I love the one in the bottom right.
Yeah.
And I love the one in the back that looks like Michael Landon.
I'm kind of bummed we had to take away the little baby, though. The baby, the baby was great. But, I love them just because they're the first big laugh in the movie, and you can actually like relax after you people laugh. But then my mom got offered tenure at Northwestern University. Because it's Africa, because lots of giraffes are there. That's how you know. And the bus foreshadowing, very crucial part of our movie. Assuming, of course, everyone who's watching this has seen it a few times. And I love this cover that we did here.
Yeah, I really wanted someone to cover this Blondie song, so I was glad somebody did.
Yeah. It is amazing. It seems like it was written exactly about Regina.
Hi. I don't know if anyone told you about me. I'm a new student here. My name is Katie here.
Talk to me again and I'll kick your ass.
Oh, I won't say anything.
That's Lauren's favorite line in the movie. Let it bask in its glory.
Kristen Hadley's boyfriend is going to sit there.
Hey, baby.
This is so cute. This kid was like clearly had not been kissed before, and I made take after take has made him just get slobbered on. He was enjoying it thoroughly.
Lizzie Kaplan says that she said that she figured out that my sense of humor is I just like to see weird looking couples make out.
Yeah.
Like mismatched couples making out.
Oh, there you are.
Oh,
yeah, clearly pouring the remaining liquid on myself.
I remember that was my favorite lines of yours when I came up to you after a take, and you're like, how is that? Was my acting a little bit too awesome? Should I tone it down a bit next time?
You know?
Yeah, tone down the awesome. There you go.
God, look how thin you are.
You can say it. Look how thin I was.
What do you mean?
People are already saying to me, like, so you wrote that part where you take your shirt off? That's cool.
There's really no point of it except the fact that we just wanted to have you in the bra for kicks.
Yes, you do. Well, I just wanted to
I love the fact that we basically have Tim in his carpal tunnel explaining away the fact that his wrist is broken.
I know.
And it's bizarre. Like, people really kind of like, well, it was a carpal tunnel injury. That's why he has it for the entire movie and going all the way to spring.
People have told me that, like, they've referred to it as a joke that they actually like. And
well, it's
Tim
also,
just,
it looks as if there's more texture to the picture.
Right.
It's happening on more levels.
There's more
when we should say that Tim broke his hand the week before we started shooting.
He's freaking out.
Thank you. It was either he always stands behind desks and we hide it the entire time or acknowledge it.
I feel bad that we pay short shrift to the budding relationship between the two of you in the movie.
Well, the sequel.
That's a good reason for it.
And it's there in subtext.
Yeah. He's fantastic, though. It was like that deadpan timing.
Oh, he's so great.
Yeah.
I got in trouble for the most random things.
Where are you going?
Oh, I have to go to the bathroom.
You need the lavatory pass.
Okay, can I have the lavatory pass?
The idea that they're both wearing red, I thought was good.
You notice things.
That was all part of the visual, motif of the movie.
Yeah.
A lot of planning goes into that.
And then a red-haired teacher as well. Yeah.
Did you see nipple? It only counts if you saw nipple.
That's true, dude.
I had a lot of friends in Africa. Jumbo!
What?
But so far, none in Evanston.
Somebody pointed out to me that I have a bathroom motif in my movies. I like to have people sitting on toilets.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't realize that. And they pointed out in each movie there was a toilet scene. I was like, wow.
But people
what is there
don't
in
Freaky
Friday? Is there one?
Yeah, there. Oh, definitely, yeah.
What and, people don't know is
oh,
that
and
Mark,
they go in the bathroom with a cookie. Right?
Mark actually directs a lot from the toilet.
From the toilet.
It's a good place to keep your monitor.
It has enormous monitors. Yeah, I rack of monitors.
Hold on, check the gate.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Daniel Franzese was like probably the very last person to get cast, and I've said I was the one who kept saying like, "We don't have it yet, we don't have it yet." Right? I was complaining most, and then we found him. I was really happy.
And you were the one who kind of like we were all just like throwing our hands in the air, and you said, "It's this guy." I think it's by virtue of the fact that he was actually fortuitously in the room when we came down to New York to do some reading, and he came in, and we were like, he just kind of won us over more in the waiting room than
yeah.
on camera. We just realized the guy's just like got this really funny, charming personality.
Yeah. It was before and after his actual audition that got him the part.
Yeah, no, and I can't imagine without him. You know, it's just like he's like Tim. He just did nothing but hit home runs in the movie.
Yeah, like math.
So funny.
Why?
Because it's the same in every country.
And look how much Toronto looks like Illinois.
It really does.
You know, I swear this feels like you know my high school growing up. You know, well, and yours too.
Sort of
yeah. And Lindsay hated this outfit, right? She was like, get me into the foxy, juicy couture as fast as possible.
And I was in no position to pass up friends. I guess I'll never know what I missed on that first day of health class.
Don't have sex, because you will get pregnant and die. Don't have sex in the missionary position. Don't have sex standing up.
People love this guy.
He's funny.
We did have to remove the line about pace and friction, of course, but mm-hmm. that's just because we're classy.
They wanted me to get socialized.
I actually think like Lindsay doesn't look any more lovely than she does at any point in the movie.
I know she looks beautiful.
This look right now, but that's so not what she wants to look like. You know, she wants to be the bombshell most of the time. But it's she looks fantastic like this, just in the ponytail and everything.
In the name of all that is holy, would you look at Karen Smith's gym clothes?
Of course, all the plastics are in the same gym class. Who are the plastics?
13 royalty. If North Shore was Us Weekly, they would always be on the cover.
That one there, that's Karen Smith.
Yes, Amanda's Eifert. Good story with her casting, too, is that this is, she was really close to getting the role of Regina. And that was you know, one of Lauren's stroke of geniuses just said, you know, she kind of was number two for Regina and said, let's have a read for the dumb girl.
Do you remember that?
I do remember.
She
it,
was
yeah.
funny, man.
Yeah.
Stroke of genius to wake up.
No. I think she's great in the picture, too.
Yeah.
Not because it was my stroke of genius, but because I think she's really funny.
And look at this, and I still just get freaked out about the fact that it was 10 seconds later, the sun completely disappeared. This is truly freaking out trying to shoot this. But it looks beautiful.
Yeah, it looks really sunny.
Regina George is flawless.
Love her.
She has I know.
Two love her.
And a silver Lexus.
I hear her.
I love him.
Love him.
By the way, he turns out to be the brother, and she's fantastic too.
Yeah.
Her poor Amber DeLizio, her part cut down so badly because of the
Motion Picture Association of America. I love her too.
She's the genuine article too. She is just so funny. But the all those girls.
Every year, the seniors throw this dance for the underclassmen.
Yeah, no, the mathlete guy was actually the brother of Trang Pak, the head of the Cool Asians, you know, which
yes.
is a subtextual thing that people won't know when they see the movie.
The characters are siblings.
But
not
man,
characters.
Exactly. That will make a huge difference to your viewing of the movie.
The thing that I'm always amazed at is how Rachel's wig. What a giant character it is in the picture.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because there was some commercial spot where they had it on there, like, and it looked wiggy.
Yeah.
Probably that stuff we shot in Montclair.
But nobody in a million years ever would pick out that thing as a wig.
Yeah.
You know, because plus the fact that it's just, like, so long, and Amanda Seyfried is just, a gorgeous blonde, but, like, we made Regina even blonder.
Yeah.
And Rachel McAdams is totally bald in real life.
Yeah.
And the worst. Beware of the plastic.
Hey, we're doing a lunchtime.
Well, here's another glorious bit of changing things for the worse. When we had to remove cherry popping from the movie.
Is your cherry popped?
Because, you know, God knows that is just such a harsh thing to say. But
Would you like us to assign someone to pop your cherry?
Yeah, but you know.
I'm just being friendly.
Buttier Muffin is a weird non sequitur, but it's kind of funny in its own bizarre way.
Does it play when you see it with people?
Yeah. I mean, people seem to get a kick out of it, even though it's, you know, they are kind of scratching their heads going, is this some cool new teen slang? We don't know.
Good. So it's settled. So you can go shave your back now.
She's so amazing because she's so believable in this shy, naive part and then kind of makes that transformation.
Yeah.
And is completely believable as the badass, you know, mean girl. When I first read your script, this scene was a scene that just completely hooked me, and I was like, okay, this is pretty awesome. You just saw Regina as a sociopath.
Yeah. The American Psycho.
One of the things I told Rachel, which is actually a line of Lauren's describing a certain actress that you guys know, we will remain unnamed, but basically that when you eat lunch with her, she like wants to she finishes her meal and looks like she's going to eat your meal and then eat your fingers if she's not still hungry. And I told Rachel that that's kind of like the predatory attitude she's got to have towards Regina.
And yet in this scene, she's heroic.
Right. Mm-hmm. She saves
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah. And she does seem like she is sweet. She's like, she's kind of like, you know, making her feel comfortable and welcome, you know.
And charismatic.
Which is why she's so frightening.
The other thing I liked is that you told Rachel to watch Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Yeah, I said Alec Baldwin's character in Glengarry Glenn Ross is the template for how Regina should be. It's not like you should be watching Joan Crawford or anything.
And it's difficult for Canadians to speak that fast.
Their faces are cold.
That's why.
Exactly. It's all the booze.
You have to do it, okay? And then you have to tell me all of the horrible things that Regina says.
Regina seems sweet.
Regina George is not sweet. She's a scum-sucking road whore. She ruined my life.
She's fabulous, but she's evil.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh, my God, Danny DeVito, I love your work.
Of course, this is one of the things that in the script was kind of like, oh, that's a cute little joke, the Danny DeVito joke. Yeah. That's fun. But it's just, you know, turns out to be just about the biggest, funniest laugh in the movie.
Yeah, and how few people know that it really was Danny DeVito?
It was cool of him to do that.
DeVito in drag.
I did his picture.
That's right, you did.
Ashton Kutcher.
Is that a band?
Will you just do it, please?
God, it's just dawning on me that we're going to watch the whole movie.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher. I know. We should just keep talking.
And how weird is it going to be on Monday when Ashton Kutcher comes to the premiere and hears his name?
He's going to be. It's really going to be a big break for him.
Yeah.
I know. I think he got cast by our man Jonathan because he had a Kutcherian vibe.
Kutcher plus Fallon.
Exactly. It was all about that close-up, basically. You know, we had to find a guy when you could cut to that close-up, you would believe that she would kind of get stunned speechless.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he holds it.
He's pretty cute.
He's a stone-cold fox, as I remember you saying at one point.
He's a stone-cold fox.
There you and your math.
There's me. I totally know what I'm talking about.
Little people know that you actually do.
I do not. How's your second day? Fine. Anna Neal's is like thankless parts is a favor. Did you
make any friends? But still, they both get laughs out of it somehow, miraculously.
Yeah. Having lunch with the plastics was like leaving the actual world and entering girl world. And girl world had a lot of...
I like the bastion of pink in the sea of the school.
This speech of Lacey's is lifted right out of Queen Bees and Wannabes, these rules.
Yes, it's true. I remember that. She's amazing with this dialogue. She's just like, she was just so in the zone with this part from the moment she read it. This is my favorite part. This is the most hated piece of wardrobe from Lindsay, of course.
Yeah.
Like that was, and it because actually was Daniel Francese's shirt, you know, for
right,
the movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you know, he had the pink shirt, so you have to wear one that's a, you know, size 50, you know, like guy shirt.
And it looks super cute on
her. I know. With the ponytail again. You gotta love it. What percent is that? I love the fact that when she's doing the rules, that the queen bee is like reading her magazine and doesn't because it doesn't really apply to her, you know.
Won't give her any credence.
She can't be bothered.
Whatever. I'm getting cheese fries.
She's good at math, like you.
So, have you seen any guys that you think you're cute yet?
Well, there's this guy in my calculus class.
Who is it? It's a senior.
His name's Aaron Samuels.
No. You can't like Aaron Samuels. That's Regina's ex-boyfriend.
They went out for a year.
Yeah, and then she was devastated when he broke up with her last summer. I thought she dumped him for Shane Omen. Okay, irregardless, ex-boyfriends are just off limits to friends. I mean, that's just like...
Shane Omen, where does that name come from?
Yeah, you know, the weirdest thing is Shane Omen is the name of a stage manager at Second City who is nothing like... Like, it's just, I kind of forgot that is his actual this whole name, so I hope he sees the movie.
That's funny. I'm still allowed to look at him. I love the score by Rolf Kent, which we just got into the movie. Definitely ties things together nicely. It's also nice because it's not like a score you hear in really any other teen movie. His kind of style.
Yeah. We
participate in math. Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yes.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
How much do we love KG?
He's a nice boy.
The Sri Lankan math nerd who
Canadian Sri Lankan math nerd.
He was the genuine article, man. He was fantastic.
So, I guess overseas they'll subtitle that, right?
Yes.
Guess what?
They'll have to subtitle it badass MC. In indigenous language.
We did have to ADR in his pronunciation of think about. That was
Think about joining.
We got a pretty good about out of it. Actually, we were remarkably good with our Toronto day players, with sitting on the dialect issues.
I used to threaten them on the set.
I've never seen anybody so glamorous.
He looks so sad there.
Yeah, these guys are good.
I think I'm joining the mathletes.
No. You cannot do that. That is social suicide. Damn, you are so lucky you have us to guide you.
I like the song.
Yeah.
Being at Old Orchard Mall kind of reminded me of being home.
It's not too girly. Actually, plays like a good song.
And the animals are in heat.
Flights of fancy. This is great, actually. We had a few kind of, dancer stunt performers who actually knew how to move like animals, but all the extras really got into it. This is their favorite thing in the world, to get to go crazy and act like animals.
Wait, Jason's not going out with Taylor. No. He cannot blow you off like that. He's such a little skis. Give me your phone.
Daniel Santo, he was good. So in the zone with that part.
I think he was pretty psyched that he got to kiss Lacey sometimes too.
All the guys who were making out with these girls were just they were making it. We need another take.
Hello, may I please speak to Taylor Waddell?
Doesn't she look like she's in a commercial?
the mom?
Yeah, the mom.
Yeah. I have her test results. If you could have her give me. I bet sometimes she is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She did her stunt very well.
Yeah, very good.
Fetch, is that one that you've been thinking of using for years as a piece of slang introduced into the American lingo?
That was just...
My favorite is the thing that from that deleted scene where she gives up on Fetch and changes it to Nobby.
She tries Nobby,
I love this throwaway that she does here, the way she does this line. Virginia.
I know, right?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Their heart is rocks.
The hardest rocks. Very important ADR.
Yeah, helped us,
Joe. But actually, the thing is, the I know right is awesome. Also, when Katie ends up using it at the party later, because it just seems like this subtle way she has just so become. Virginia.
Now here's Amy Poehler playing Rachel McAdams' mother. She's about 6 months older than Rachel McAdams in real life.
6 years, let's say, or something like that.
But it's really close.
But it is fantastic.
There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. Right, Regina?
Please stop talking.
Okay.
Just putting that juicy sweatshirt on. That is
I know it's hard. I know Mary Jane had a problem because if you put Amy in some things, she tried to play a woman dressing young, but sometimes if you dress her young, she genuinely looks young.
So. Yeah. But the hideous wig
because
on her.
She is.
The wig helps,
The hideous wig and the ridiculous boob, extensions, certainly help.
Amy was saying that anything I ever write with her in it, I'll always make her wear a big fake boob.
I love her. She's like a Martian.
God, this room is just a garish monstrosity. It's fantastic.
You guys can wear halters. I've got man shoulders.
Ah, beautiful Lake Ontario. Are
these flaws from the book?
So weird. My pores are huge. No, I think these are from my... remembrances.
My own insecurities.
Huge pores.
Big pores. These are things girls,
Yeah, no, I know.
Hey, you guys. Happy hour is from 4 to 6.
Thanks.
Is there alcohol in this?
Oh, God, honey, no. What kind of mother do you think I am? Why do you want a little bit? Because if you're going to drink, I'd rather you do it in the house.
That's just one of my favorite Amy moments.
I like how her one eye is like half closed.
Yeah. Why do you want a little bit? Brilliantly.
She's gross. Yeah. So.
And here's Chibi, Chibi the dog, who was very well trained at the one task he knew how to do, which was just go for that nipple.
Was it like a beef jerky nipple or something?
Yeah, we had something hidden underneath there, some hot dog or something. He just, you know, luckily we've spared you the 5 minutes of him chewing, which he did.
That should be in the deleted scene.
Well, exactly. Amy riffs, you know.
Exactly.
It's
our burn book. See, we cut out
girls' pictures. Ah, the all important burn book.
Oh, look, there's an Avril Lavigne poster.
Does this burn book look okay? I never asked you.
Yeah.
It's like, I always felt like this is kind of like, is this burn book actually working the way we wanted to like make it look?
Yeah, it's
Made out with a hot dog. Oh, Lordy.
That was supposed to be masturbated with a hot dog, y'all.
With a frozen hot dog, no less.
America wouldn't stand for it.
That's funny. Put that in there.
Oh, no. Maybe that was only okay when Janice said it. And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it. Those bitches.
Will this minimize my pores?
No.
Caddy, you gotta steal that book.
No way.
Oh, come on, we could publish it and then everybody would see what an axe wound she really is.
I don't steal. That is for your feet.
Caddy.
Fruits and Passion. Love that place. Is this your first day of shooting?
This is my first day of shooting.
Yeah.
Get ready for some mind-blowingly good acting, everybody.
Here she comes.
Who is that, Meryl Streep?
I love the fact that they did a good job with your flair on your outfit.
Is that Emma Thompson? No, it's me. And that bag is a big old thing of Kotex.
Where'd you get PJ Calamities from?
Yeah.
Sort of a standard, like, rewrite table riff of, like, TGI Friday's knockoff.
Right. I'm missing Jazz Brunch at PJ Calamities.
Yeah.
Forgot about that one.
I put that in the deleted scene.
Yeah, I know. PJ Calamities? Lizzie is really like this totally gorgeous girl who like just kind of completely kind of goth herself out.
Yeah,
has blonde hair now.
Yeah, yeah. She looks great.
At dinner last night, yeah.
Social suicide.
Thanks, Damien.
Well, this has been sufficiently awkward, and I will see you guys tomorrow.
Bye. Oh man, that is bleak. So, when are you gonna see Regina again?
I always wish I'd given that last line to Damien so that Lizzie didn't have to say anything after that is bleak.
Right, so that she wouldn't have to do a double change.
Yeah,
and
that always feels fake. Yeah. Oh, well.
Plus, Damien probably got a laugh out of it just with his weird, you know, Francesi style.
Yeah.
That was like the first speed ramp of the movie. We do a ton of those. We shot a lot of the movie in slow motion, by the way, and so that when Katie's voiceover goes on, it plays in slow motion, then it would ramp back to 24 frames per second while she's speaking, so we kind of like were able to fit in a lot of this voiceover while not slowing down the proceedings too much.
That's cool.
There's a lot of those in the movie.
The movie's very technically complicated. A lot going on.
So mad at Gretchen for telling me?
No.
Because if you are, you can tell me. It was a really bitchy thing for her to do.
Yeah, it was pretty bitchy, but I'm not mad. I mean, I guess she just likes the attention.
See, Gretch, I told you she's not mad at you. I can't believe you think I like attention.
I can't believe these things time out as well as they do.
Yeah, did you shoot them all separate, just with people doing off camera?
And oftentimes the actors weren't even there. It was like, you know, Veronica, my assistant, you know, kind of reading off camera and doing a good job.
Yay, Veronica. Yeah.
But I always shoot those things with two cameras, so you can kind of cut between the cameras and make, and you can kind of make timing space out if you need to.
Yeah, it's got wonderful timing.
There's me. I'm in the movie again. Up there in the back.
Yeah.
I'm talking, but they made my voice really low. Why? I want to be
there
loud.
I am.
That's me every time you're there.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the background there, but that's me. Look, you know.
Yeah,
they're the same thing. This is some of the stuff that people love, is just like the fact that she's so ahead of the game and knowing the math stuff. This is it's weird when I watch scenes that were kind of the scenes that actors auditioned with. It's often very hard for them. They've like usually done the scene like about 50 times by the time they get to do it in the movie, and it's hard for them to, you know, go, wait a second, you know, I'm actually doing the scene now.
Yeah,
it doesn't count.
One person only, so don't bring some.
He nails this though.
Girl,
Now, this is actually probably too early in the story for Lindsay's character to have this many layers in her hair.
Yeah, but you know what it was? This is like, believe me, it was just, I had to go into that hair trailer and just fight like the Dickens to keep the curl out of her hands, you know?
Yeah.
I was, she was dying to put that curler in, get things glammed out a bit more.
I had to go home and work on my costume. In the regular world, Halloween is when children dress up in costumes and beg for candy. In girl world,
I remember when we were shooting the scene at the end of like a 15-hour day, the crew just got in a very good mood suddenly. They're just like, this was okay. What a great day of work we've had. Can we shoot that scene some more? Actually, all of these outfits made everyone very happy.
I bet.
Duh. Unfortunately, no one told me about the slut rule, so I showed up like this.
So it doesn't look like Lindsay.
And,
it really looks crazy different. I do wish, though, it maybe had been a higher cut thing, because she still looks kind of good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what the thing is? We couldn't get...
How did we get away with those two girls making out, by the way?
Yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong with... Is there a problem with lesbianism?
There is on the internet.
I know. You go. Yeah, we couldn't get enough green on her for this. Like, later on, when she walks into another place, she has more green on her, and it looks better, but... Once again, it was just, you know, a struggle to try to get it matched properly. What? He's a good kisser. This is something that, like, you know, that you had cut from the script once, but I just begged and pleaded and made us put it back in, because it's just, I just adore anything Karen acting stupid.
God, she's good.
She's really good.
And plus, just the name Seth the Mostakowski just makes me laugh.
You made it. And now, what was he at the party?
That's a sad story. Oh, but I just say something about the ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, like, John Goldwyn just felt like that was the funniest line in the script, and he was so bummed that people didn't laugh at it.
Yeah.
I was like, it's kind of a throwaway. I don't know. But he's supposed to be, we were trying to get him to be
I always thought it was ex-wife.
Oh, that would work, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
He was supposed to be, like, in a Chicago Bears jersey with a Cubs player name on the back, and...
We couldn't get the rights to it.
They wouldn't let us do it.
Okay. So we just made him an old-time football player. Yeah, but was this without the red Grange cap, it didn't really work. We tried to put it on him, but he looked so unbelievably dorky that couldn't understand two women fighting over him.
Because she told me. She tells everybody.
I love that look on Regina's face when she realizes that
he's
looking over at her just like, you could see just that little button click over that she's the sociopath button.
Oh, come on. Well, who can blame her? I mean, you're gorgeous. And okay, look,
we shot this on the very last day, I swear Rachel was just so in the zone with Regina by this point that she was just like, it was kind of frightening how much she was embodying.
Oh, this is the very last day of shooting?
Very last day of shooting, yeah.
Yeah, she has incredible intensity in the scene.
Yeah. That is fantastically dorky how she looks waiting. She does look like the stalker. It's great.
Weird, but she's my friend, so just promise me you won't make fun of her.
Yeah. Promise you won't make fun of her.
That's good. That's what girls do. Then, she seems ridiculous.
Yeah,
totally. And you come off smelling like a rose.
Yeah.
Right. And the thing is, with Jonathan, is that you know, like you actually believe that he would start making out with her.
That's crazy. You know, why would I break up with you?
Well, any 17-year-old boy would go with it.
I mean, it's like whatever. She's hard to resist.
That kid was funny too. That she and the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a scary mask, bro.
And huge guy who fell off the thing.
I just want to say that I think that's the best falling joke in the picture.
That's your favorite.
Yeah. That, you know, that was actually the actor, but it could have been a stunt man, but it was the actual actor playing huge guy who wanted to fall himself.
Oh, I like this part.
This is always fun.
Yeah. Actual Friday the 13th footage. It is great.
Look at Daniel.
I know. He insisted on doing the big throwing popcorn take, which of course was the one we used. Very fun.
Why would she do that?
Because she's a life ruiner. She ruins people's lives.
When we were 13, she made people sign this petition saying that Janice was...
Damien, please! Look, she's not going to get away with this again, okay? We're going to do something.
We are.
Regina George is an evil dictator.
What's he holding?
He's holding a big, like, dinosaur bone from the Flintstones set.
Regina would be nothing without her high-status man candy, technically good physique, an ignorant band of loyal followers.
I got a little banshee gun.
Okay. Yeah, I love the scrape.
If we want this to work, you are going to have to keep hanging out with them like nothing is wrong.
Can you do it? She's so much greener there.
I know. Don't rub it in. Or do rub it in. I wish I had. But anyway. Pretending like nothing. This is straight out of the book, too. You know, there's this whole thing.
Yeah, sending your minions to do your dirty work.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not her fault. You know, he just wanted her back.
No, I know.
Okay, so you're
not
mad at her. Also, you know, see the hair. The hair's already starting to go. Way too fast. It's getting glam too early, but...
I think it makes perfect sense that somebody would pick that stuff up.
I love the cranberry juice.
This isn't even cranberry juice. It's cranberry juice cocktail.
Yeah, no, but come on, that wig looks fantastic.
You're crazy. I like this part too.
Yeah.
Why do you wear your hair like that? Your hair looks so sexy, pushback. Katie, will you please tell him his hair looks sexy, pushback?
Regina was dangling Aaron in front of me on purpose. I knew how this would be settled in the animal world.
It matches up so great.
Very believable, yeah. Well, actually, you know, the actual actors did a lot of it, and so it's there's only a couple of shots that aren't the real actors. So,
just the jump across the table.
Yeah, they all...
But this was Girl World.
It's good.
Your hair looks sexy, pushback.
His hair looks ridiculous when
I know.
Girl World, all the fighting had to be sneaky.
Oh, all this cranberry juice is making me break out.
Wait, I have this really good skin stuff I'll bring you.
Okay.
We kept our eyes open for opportunities for sabotage.
It's funny, this segment of the movie is definitely feels like something out of like a true like teenage comedy.
I know.
it's like, this is like hopping, bopping music cue, and you know, and kind of. Like,
I never got what was bad about it.
The fact that they're like trying to like get Regina to like
put foot cream, but I don't really know the difference.
Well, it would
make your face all gross.
It would hopefully make you break out.
Yeah. I see.
And plus, you know, we do get...
Because it's really greasy.
We increasingly have more and more zits on Regina's face as the movie goes on, too. So this is one of these
blondie
ones,
for
this is one of the, I think the use of the blondie maybe makes it a little bit, you know, darker. But this is fantastic. I just love the fact that...
I like...
She's so on top of the world, that and especially, like, Bethany's look on
Stephanie's
her face.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yes. You know, now I must. Stephanie
She's like
Drummond.
A zombie, yeah.
It's like, this is exactly what we must do. Blind obedience to the ruler.
It's been a month, and all we've done is make Regina's face smell like a foot.
I've been really busy with choir.
As for Lizzie and Daniel, definitely got into becoming a vaudeville act, you know, as the two of them.
I like how he says, I was really busy with choir.
Yeah. And the say crack again crack is like, became a running gag in the editing room. Anytime somebody inadvertently say crack, you get busted on it. Yeah.
They do it every year.
I think Lindsay looks so adorable here, actually.
Yeah, she looks really like Sandra D.
Yeah, this is her trans. She's going plastic on us, but still hasn't kind of like gotten like skankified plastic. she's just pretty and like nice sweater set.
Let me tell you something about Janice Ian.
Janice Ian.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
Explain that word.
Janice Ian is a famous singer from the 1970s and from now, whose song is in the movie, and wrote a song called At 17 about being a teenager.
And Lizzie Kaplan's character is kind of, you know, has a bit of the angst of
that song.
Why are you so obsessed with me? Then for my birthday party,
I just love this monologue so much. It's kind of, you know, it's not like it's there for a big laugh or anything, but it just kind of like shows you, gives you some backstory, and just like this is, it's just so Regina.
Yeah, and she also doesn't play it like she's ever told it before.
Mm-hmm. Right. And just that look on her face of like, there could be girls that are sitting in their bathing suits, like that's the most horrifying thing in the world.
All of her hair was cut off, and she was totally weird, and now I guess she's on crack. Oh my God, I love your skirt. Where did you get it?
It was my mom's in the 80s.
Vintage. So adorable.
Thanks.
That is the ugliest effing skirt I've ever seen.
This is one of the hallway scenes of the school we shot in. Well, we shot in like four different schools and kind of amalgamated them. One place had good hallways, one place had good classrooms, one place had a good cafeteria, and another place was like a good exterior. And this was the place with the good-looking hallways, which we, you know, just production designed to make look like all the other schools. But it, you know, it's pretty seamless.
When we were shooting Superstar with Molly Shannon, the high school that they used for that, which had just been shut down, was the high school my mother went to, which I'd never been to.
Wow. Like, weird small.
Okay, hurry up.
Taylor Zimmerman, two for you. Glen Coco, four for you, Glen Coco. You go, Glen Coco.
I just love Daniel's voice here.
Yeah. Who's Glenn Coco?
Glenn Coco is a friend of mine from home.
all these names.
He got a big shout out in this picture.
I tried to clear a bunch of different names of my friends' kids and stuff, and none of the names would clear.
And was the phrase, "You go, Glenn Coco," part of the experience for him earlier?
No. Thought Regina was mad at her. Lacey is really good in this whole.
Oh yeah.
When we come back to that too, segment. The whole breakdown. I love it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the North Shore High School Winter Talent Show. Let me hear you make some noise.
What I like about this is it says that it's the Winter Talent Show.
I know.
So
you know.
Okay, if you're like, is it?
If you're just
not,
joined,
yeah. Or you're coming in late.
Right. Yeah.
It's a commercial break when it's on TV.
Yeah. But the fact that that's one of the things that I am about, like, you know, exposition is that every person in America can, like, turn on a TV show and kind of know it's happening within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So, like, don't bother doing exposition. nobody needs it.
That's why the president always has behind him, and now John Kerry has it too, where they say what they're talking about.
Right.
In print.
Economic reform.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Healthcare issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Winter Talent Show.
I'm so psyched about Daniel singing Beautiful, by the way. It's just one of my favorite things in the movie, the fact that that is there. You know? How much lip gloss does she have on there? That was, I think it was the end of like a take where I just made her do it over and over, and it was like, okay.
Everybody but me in this movie has really nice lips.
And you know, when Christina Aguilera did it?
Yeah.
It's not really this good.
I think that's what she admitted, didn't she?
Yeah, and she also did it a cappella.
Even like, he's an a cappella. I'm playing for him.
Later you are.
Yeah, exactly. The magic of cinema.
I play for him. Oh
my God. That was one of my favorite lines by Amanda Seyfried on her first day. We were shooting in the rain, and we had rain machines, and she was like, wow, that can't be my first day on a movie set. And I said, look, the rain's not even real. She's like, I know, it's a miracle. And, but she was, you know, tongue-in-cheek somewhat.
Yeah, no, she was
just getting into character, you know.
Wait, I want to point out while this is on that me and Amy Poehler coached this kid on rapping, which seems like that's not two people who should be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Makes
Amy's pretty that good. Much more authentic.
The ass waxing motion was something I had to kind of like show him over and over. I'm so glad there wasn't a PPK crew there, kind of like having look at Mark do the wax ass motion. Choreography.
Shut up. Damn. What? I'd rather see you out there shaking that thing.
That's the thing. Every time he goes into like badass MC mode, it just amuses me to no end.
And it's not dangerous to be that guy in Canada.
Right.
I'm always on your left, and right now you're getting on my last nerve. Switch.
And finally, please welcome to the stage Santa's helpers doing Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, this shot up here, this is like the glam shot of the movie.
Totally.
There are four ladies.
Remember Jill Messick wanted us to cut this?
Well, you know, let's bring up Jill in that one. Actually, the fact is, you can make a real dramaturgical case for how you don't need it.
You don't need
it. In the movie, but at the same time, it's like you end up kind of really needing to have like a breath in the movie with some music.
Yeah, you need a break from all the classrooms.
And all the talking and stuff. Just let's
you didn't really need Tara in Gone with the Wind either, but it was nice.
I know.
It's good that it was there.
Yeah, it's big. I love this. I remember noting that, like, when it used to be Lindsay that kind of like knocked the thing off, and then you came with the idea that it was going to be more interesting if Gretchen in her kind of like devolution would be the one to kick it and actually smack her own boyfriend in the face.
That very embarrassing.
And it'd be really funny. But still, Lindsay's character still gets to see
and
the
day. And she's also losing him as a boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's unravel.
That is the tragedy of Gretchen. you and the masterful piano.
Me doing an imitation of my husband.
Every time you can cut to Amy, it's just always a pleasure. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. Amanda Seyfried just so into it. She just like is kind of flailing around by herself. But, she's like gleeful on stage. Fantastic.
Maybe they're together now. They're almost equals.
Hey, good job, Africa.
Thanks. Oh, Katie's blushing. Oh my God, you totally have a crush on that guy.
No, I don't.
That's why you wanted to join the mathletes.
The mathletes. Very important part of the picture. We were both mathletes, weren't you?
No, I wasn't a mathlete. You were a mathlete.
Oh, you suckered me into admitting that then.
Yes. Nerd alert.
I like the way Gretchen's just always slightly off intuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, she thinks she's intuitive. Yeah. I love that dissolve from
investment. It's a good little sequence. I remember when we discovered when I was auditioning this, I would have the actor kind of like do these three scenes back to back, and it was a good way to audition them. So as I ended up shooting, we figured out that we should just probably like figure out a way to do kind of interesting transitions between the three, so it all felt like it was one continual flow of her kind of breaking down. And it worked, you know. By the time you get here, she's like, Gretchen Wieners is cracked, you know.
Yeah, no, it's great.
And she just nails it too. It's fantastic. I'm not allowed to wear hoop earrings, right? Yeah, 2 years. More scenes in the bathroom. The bathroom is like the boardroom in The Apprentice. Like, these are all serious.
All the real stuff happens.
It goes down, you know. All the plans are made.
And are they putting the Regina Lindsay?
Yeah, and the deleted scenes.
Oh yeah.
She's hooking up with Shane Omen in the projection room above the auditorium.
The projection room above the auditorium. Just my favorite little conceit of yours. it's long-windedness is what makes it funny.
Jackpot. Well, I think, you know, it was because there really was a project, because it used to be like down by the band room
right,
or something.
In our location, we happen to have a great projection room. That's exactly why. Which just makes this cut to the door, an insert shot, just
really
as funny.
Really sweaty and good.
It's like, yes, of course, that's where we have swim team practice.
This sequence follows the comedy rule of twos.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Because all of our threes became twos because we just kind of got bored.
Does anybody ever notice the way he runs?
John?
Yeah.
No, I didn't notice that, was it?
A shame. Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
My purse!
I'll meet you. We get to see it again right now.
Just Daniel Francesi running is a source of amusement. Yeah.
Just the idea that he wouldn't have caught him by now.
Yeah.
He would have caught him immediately.
But he's just like, I know.
Coach Carr?
This actress, Ki Pham, just deserves, you know, hazard pay because she's getting married to, like, you know, to a very wealthy boy. And like, you know, but you know, for the sake of the art, she made out take after take with Dwayne, our Coach Carr, you know, and I said, good for you, you know. And,
her boyfriend will not have her.
He's a very funny
stand-up
in Toronto. Very good.
Yeah, he was funny.
Actually, a lot of his like riffing on the sides is funny, too. So here's the blessed Caltine bars.
I was very embarrassed today to learn from a Swedish journalist at the press junket that, of course, there's no umlaut in Swedish.
Interesting.
Bummer. Yikes.
God, you know, we need to pull the prints.
We're going to change it.
I like on the Caltine bar thing, it says Inkfett, which means bulk up in Swedish.
That's funny.
And so, like, you know, but if she'd taken the time to read that, then she would know.
You have really good eyebrows.
Thanks.
Move.
Same with Gretchen.
Everyone loves a makeover.
Yeah. We were spared, like, a really cheesy makeover sequence.
Yeah, because we lose the makeover and said just go straight to the finished product.
Being famous.
People looked at you all the time, and everybody just knew.
But she's still like in kind of bright colors, so it's not like she's gone completely to the dark side. Once again, Stephanie Drummond is Bethany Bird, cracking me up.
That Katie girl is hot. She might even be hotter than Regina George.
I hear Regina George is dating Aaron Sanders.
I mean, there's the
the
dreaded canoodling. See, I'm setting up the bat, you know, for later.
Yeah,
that's
I like
that,
it.
That's what I'm very
it's
important.
A foreshadowing.
It's a gun on the mantle.
It's on deck.
It's one of these things that's like, you know, it's just, you know, for no reason we're going to have her fall in the trash can, but why not, you know? It's
sort of a dream sequence.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, Lindsay did a really good job. She did kind of half of her own stunt on that.
Lindsay looks tired here.
I think this was the end of a long day, but it was funny.
I don't know. Now that she's getting fatter, she's got pretty big jugs.
I could hear people getting bored with me, but I couldn't stop. It just kept coming up like word vomit.
I have this theory that if you cut all her hair off, she'd look like a British man.
That's what my friend Rich Tallarico used to say about this girl that we knew.
And he said British rather than English?
Yeah. He said she looked like a British man.
This is really good. He was in the zone with this thing.
You smell like a baby prostitute.
Thanks.
And those are all actual skin products.
Right? Yeah, and they're available
at Fruits and Passion in Toronto.
Nice job, Katie.
This used to be like a 15-minute sequence in the original script. Like,
it was super long.
Like, you know, with huge explanations about how she's going to, like, figure it out and how grading on a curve and things like that. Like,
oh, yeah.
I guess we didn't need it all.
Not so good.
I like that she was fooled. Not anticipating that it was graded on a curve.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think Regina would mind?
Yeah, I missed that a tiny bit. But.
Right. But the time we took to explain it probably made people fall asleep.
So what did you get for this one?
Well, the first time I did it, I got a 0.
Wrong.
But then when I checked it, I got 1.
There you go.
I got 1 too.
Yeah, you have to check it because sometimes the product of 2 negative integers is a positive number.
Yeah, like -4 and -6.
That's right. That's good.
Well, you're a good tutor.
That's the amazing thing about Aaron's character is he manages to kind of stay a good guy even though he's being tempted.
Yeah.
Like, you don't blame him, for being manipulated like a pawn by all these women throughout the movie.
Yeah.
I know she can be really mean sometimes, but...
Yeah, it's because Jonathan's easygoing charm for the most part.
There's good and bad everybody, right?
Regina's, he has more integrity than almost any boy his age.
Yeah.
The word vomit. I didn't mean to say it, but...
She's cheating on you.
What?
I love the little Berber voices that scream out in the score there. They're kind of mocking.
What? Yeah.
Somebody told him.
Here's where At 17 is playing.
Yes. Yeah. And once again, it's when it's most maudlin under Regina.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Also, that half a virgin line.
Half a virgin is fantastic.
You want to do something fun? You want to go to Taco Bell? I can't go.
This is one of my favorite lines that people don't catch on. That all carb diet at Taco Bell is unacceptable.
Regina, wait. Talk to me.
Nobody understands me. You're not stupid.
She's a giant fireplace in a room?
Yes.
I'm failing almost everything.
Because you need that.
There must be something you're good at.
I can put my whole fist in my mouth. Want to see?
This is just like a big pileup of Amanda jokes in a row. Just like 17 lines in a row.
I never thought we would keep them all, but we did.
I can, I'm...
What do you mean?
I'm a glutton.
My breasts can always tell when it's gonna rain.
But it is made, once again, all these things are made by Lindsay's reactions, as always. It's like just cutting to her with kind of semi-flummoxed expression is what makes it funny.
I have to admit, I was mildly horrified when Aaron didn't immediately ask me to be his girlfriend. I mean, I know he was sad, but how much time did he need? Regina had moved on.
Once again, another example of Diego Klatinoff, just like, let's do another take.
Super psyched,
exactly.
And again, the use of red. Enormous amount of red.
Red and pink.
Aaron had dumped Regina, and she was unknowingly eating 5,000 calories a day. It was time to turn our attention to the army of skanks.
And finally, the nominees for Spring Fling Queen are as follows.
Regina, I love this woman, Sharon Matthews.
She
gets a really big laugh.
She had a fantastic voice, I remember, at the rap party.
She's a real legitimate musical theater person.
Yeah,
Well, there's karaoke at the New York premiere.
Oh, fantastic.
I can't help myself. It's so easy.
Is Katie Heron.
Damien, you put me in there, too. That's not part of the plan.
I didn't put you in there.
Of course, some of these extras here look like they're about to fall asleep.
Well, that's cool. That's what you look like.
That expression of Daniel's, didn't know people were going to laugh at as much as they did.
I like that, yeah.
I like her we're starting to put in the fat packs on Regina now. This is the kind of starting to slowly get her larger and larger. There were like several stages of fat pack we put on her and stages of zits and greasiness to her face. And this is kind of like early stage.
I like that her fat packs look like my body. Her comedy fat. And now your
body's just running on water. That's the thing. It's like she's not really like ever doesn't ever look literally look truly fat.
Right.
But for her, it's utterly horrifying to have that extra 15,
Ma'am, do you have this in the next size up?
Sorry. We only carry sizes 1, 3, and 5. You could try Sears.
pick up by having very few clothes in that shop. It would make it look classier and more expensive. And the vicious Asian sales lady made it seem more like Fiorucci or something.
Katie, I need your parents to sign.
Uh-oh. Hold on to your hats, folks. Acting.
Kind of awesome.
Kind of awesome.
Pretty awesome acting.
This part right here is even more awesome. Really? Slightly less awesome there. And back to awesome.
In the medium shot, of course. It's destroying. This is the most hideous outfit in the picture, by the way. Nobody liked it.
Lindsay's.
I know. Like nobody liked it. Like, me, I didn't like it. Lindsay didn't like it. Costumes are... Somehow she's got into it one day, and we shot something, and we're like, oh, no, we've established that. And like, why did we establish that? It's crazy.
I thought I was going to have such a good time eating take after take of little chocolate donuts. And I immediately got heartburn.
You rude the day you picked that those donuts. Yeah.
Could have been hot dogs.
Could have been. I could have had 50 hot dogs on a tray.
I miss. By the way, many people notice when they watch the math scenes in this movie, the Rubik's Cube changes designs every scene we're in.
Yes, because Mark is a Rubik's Cube
geek.
Geek.
I say I'm a true mathlete. My record, I think I made my new record is 78 seconds.
That's pretty good.
But a good way to pass the time when you're editing.
Put it in the book.
Ah, the burn book. Katie's going down to the dark side.
I know it may look like I'd become a bitch.
But we never discussed the fact that we've settled on bitch as the final thing for.
Oh, that seemed like a bitch.
It was like, you know, we went back and forth, which, you know, was kind of direct and to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're shooting all the scene with really big wide-angle lenses now because we're kind of like getting Katie into a slightly more distorted world. Things are getting a little bit getting a little bit garish.
Again, very technically complicated.
Don't try this at home.
Because that's the kind of movie this is.
Oh my God, I'm not. A lot more going on.
There's Lord of the Rings, and then there's us.
I like that bowl of donuts. But... See, I was about to do it again. I want to eat more donuts. And who's going to have to take
care of her? Me. You know, we couldn't get the rights to a real Girls Gone Wild video, so we had to go and shoot our own on the beach in Malibu. Yeah,
evidently 4 days of shooting.
And then the DP was still shooting after I left, too. I didn't
Nine
know
what
they were
hours
they were
of
doing.
Footage. Because she's such a slut.
Little Kylie, you know. I didn't mention that was my low point of my directing career. Was basically asking the little girl, Nicole Creamy, playing Kylie, to get closer to the bear, you know, while she's land dancing. But she's...
God, I love this moment.
Karen's just checking out her
just
own
examining
ass.
Her yes. ass.
Yeah. That's a good thing to do to waste your time.
It's Dana's George Michael thing.
Yeah. And when you're that age, you kind of can just do that for us. Yeah.
This is a great music cue here, too. I can't sing this anymore. Good for you, Gretchen.
Hello? Let's go out.
Okay, hold on. I'm on the other line with Gretchen.
Don't invite Gretchen. She's driving me nuts.
Hold on.
Okay, hurry up.
It's Regina. She wants to hang out with me.
It's good to have the spare baguette sitting on the bread tray right in front of you.
Why? Oh, you don't want me to tell you. Tell me.
She cut off a slice and bit the loaf. I never know that.
Yeah,
that's old. That's like Bugs Bunny.
Exactly. That's an old school throwaway.
I never noticed that.
Hold on.
You can see, actually, this is almost a complete unbroken take of Karen. Like, she's the one who kind of, all the timing is established by her, and we cut around her because it's like a nearly perfect take of just her, you know, reacting to everything. Karen being Amanda Seyfried's character.
A little harsh, Gretch.
Whatever, she has a right to know.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Just perfect reaction.
Regina, we have to talk to you.
Is butter
a car? Oh, see, she's very disheveled now.
Yes.
I swear, I made Lindsay say yes to his butter car probably about 50 times.
I
just love that moment so much.
And you can't sit with us. Whatever. Those rules aren't real.
You can see the zits have increased quite a bit on her, too. And like, and it's amazing. With her power coming from her hair, we eventually just bunch it all on her head, and she's kind of getting diminished by it, too. You know?
Samson.
Yeah, but she still has her R around her neck, you know. And one thing people might notice later is that Katie becomes the queen bee, she has a C around necklace that just like that she starts wearing.
Walk home, bitches.
Oh.
It's easy humor, but it's fun. The fat girl called her fat.
You'd think she'd be more sensitive.
Gretchen and Karen followed me around all afternoon.
This is the first day, right?
Yeah, it was very early. This is one of my favorite moments in the score. Is this little moment right here when she realizes she is the queen bee. And it's like, you know, the music changes and it sounds like it's something like out of Goldfinger. She's become a villain.
The queen bee theme.
Yeah.
We've had these tickets for months.
And that line is one of the great lines of determining factor of how old you are.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people over 40 think the Bach Mambazo line is just is absolutely hysterical.
Not Roper, though.
Now it begins. It's like the Lucky More reviews have to come.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Listening to them all.
Yeah.
No, Tim Fredrickson of the Dallas Sun Gazette.
I just mentioned a technical thing here is that we did do this speed ramps again, where she's kind of like going into slow motion, showing kind of when she's gets more diabolical.
And I was gonna say Jay Leno told me that he really liked that joke with the little hybrid car.
Oh, really?
And they pull
the
big because he's a car guy. So
that's true.
And this time, when Aaron saw me, I think that was your joke, Mark.
Yeah, we tried to have this ridiculous costume joke, but she ended up just looking kind of really good in this outfit.
Yeah, I wish her hair had been a little bigger, so she looked a little ridiculous.
I know, it's like, the hair's too big most of the time. When we tried to make it look big, we couldn't get it poofy enough, so.
Okay. It was not enough.
This is speeded up, right?
Well, yeah, it's another speed ramp. It starts fast and kind of ramps down to 24. Once again, if you shoot at kind of things that are divisible of 24, you can always kind of ramp back to normal speed. But we actually shot this whole thing as a big Steadicam shot, and it worked beautifully, but then it felt kind of more intense when it was, like, cut up a little bit. This is something straight out of the book. Like, the guys you don't
right,
know.
The party.
The guys you don't know showing up, like, piling into your
although
house.
Although that is kind of a gaffe, because we consolidate so many characters that she says, do I know you,
to the guy that she's in her homeroom.
In her homeroom, yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't think people are going to worry about that.
This is the kind of thing you want to hear on the DVD, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's that 40-year-old guy? That guy by the door. That's pretty funny. Old.
This is going to be a little... rules of the game, kind of switching, missing each other at the party.
I love you.
I know.
Hey! In the very next moment, those kids, like, smashed that thing to pieces.
Oh, really?
They broke it. We had to get another one.
Was Aaron blowing me off?
That was amazing.
Yeah, I wasn't around for this, but this was, like, a rough couple days shooting, right? Because it was really crowded and hot in that house or something.
What's up?
It's hard to kind of like get the feeling that she's actually like drinking enough to vomit on Aaron later.
Mm-hmm.
Yet at the same time, we don't want to really be showing like underage kids drinking. So everything is kind of made generic. Like she's just drinking punch, you know,
right. And
having Jello shots. But there's not necessarily alcohol in them. But that's a great moment.
Yeah, I like that.
The kid just takes the pain and gets the slap. That when she pops in the window like that, there's just another moment of great fierce Regina-ness.
She looks frightens scary. Me.
Another 40-year-old guy who gets snuck in to dance to the music. This is one of these rooms that should kind of looks like it's a set because the way it's designed, but it's actually a practical room.
Where did you take that picture of the four of them?
You know, we shot that like the very first day during the kind of costume
test. Wardrobe
test,
okay.
And then used it in the thing. That little girl who played like the 5-year-old Katie is just like so on the money as a Lindsay lookalike.
You look new clothes.
Thanks.
You want to go downstairs?
See, he's a good guy. He's offering to go downstairs.
I know.
But she's...
Not she since, a, like, she, something's got to give. Has there been such a...
I know, since the
fantasy,
dude.
Regal male.
Yes, exactly.
Too much time being pissed off at Regina. No more liars.
I would never lie to you.
Oh, I know.
Although... Okay, listen, I mean, I did lie to you once, but you're totally going to laugh when I tell you, so...
Tell me what?
I pretended to be bad at math so that you'd help me. But the thing is, I'm not really bad at math. I'm actually really good at math. You're kind of bad at math.
Anyways, now I'm failing. Isn't that funny?
Wait, you're failing on purpose? That's stupid.
No, not on purpose.
You do just, a little subtle thing with, you know, the sound here and kind of having her, you know, and the camera. We're actually kind of dutching the camera very, very slightly as the scene goes on and changing the music from Samantha Ronson into some sort of score cue. Yeah. So you see the camera's like just slowly but surely getting more dutched. And so it's like, yeah, she's getting like more wasted. But it only kind of creeps up on you at the last minute.
You're not listening to me.
Oh, no. It was coming up again. Word vomit. No, wait a minute.
What is this?
Actual vomit.
That's not pleasant. But anyway, I like her carrying the towel. Like she stopped to get the towel and kind of like, you know, is going to offer to clean up. But
she's still hoping to make out with him. She's going to brush her teeth and still make out with him.
The call me is one of my favorites,
too. It can be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny Franzese doing the slow driving acting here. He's not going to stop the car.
He really drove, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a good little conceit that you came up with, that he just was not going to stop. So it was a little, like,
that
so
was me, too. I always had a curfew, and I was the only one with a curfew. Yeah,
did you have an awesome time? Did you drink awesome shooters and listen to awesome music and then just sit around and soak up each other's awesomeness?
You know what? You're the one who made me like this, so you could use me for your eighth grade revenge.
When I look at the scene now, it suddenly occurs to me, like, when the parents drove off, they drove off into a cul-de-sac, you know, and then Gretchen's car drove up, and it's like, wait a second, the good thing it happens earlier in the movie, otherwise it would be just kind of disturbing, but, yeah. Oh, no, she did not. Just a little turn of phrase, and suddenly becomes funny.
Actually, everybody hates you. Like, Aaron Samuels, for example, he broke up with Regina, and guess what? He still doesn't want you. So why?
Lindsay's really good here, just kind of slowly taking this in.
Because you are a mean girl. You're a bitch. Here, you can have this at one of prize.
Now, this was the second try at this painting, because we had the first one.
Yeah,
well, I don't think it was a good idea having a contest.
See, I think it was. We made like $30.
Yeah, I know. Stuff it looks more like something that Lizzie's character would have painted.
Mm-hmm. I like the first one. I did. There. I thought it was dorky, but I thought it was
I like the way Lindsay's face looked, you know. It looks a little bit more like Lindsay. This is my favorite moments too, of course. Just like the insertion of the chocolate on her teeth.
Always my favorite gag.
makes it work. And then we digitally inserted some more on that one because it didn't match this one. So we had to have it all come together. But this scream is one of my things I love, too.
I like this. This was your thing.
She just would just have a continuous scream that blends over three scenes. But she is a force of nature here.
She's a banshee.
Yeah, bad things are going to happen now.
Oh, but it's not what you think.
Yeah.
And she's not really screaming anymore.
It is funny that, like, people sometimes deep into the rest of this next scene are kind of freaking out, going, why did she put her own thing in the book? That's crazy. But I must admit, this was one of the fantastic moments reading the screenplay, of knowing that things were going to get fun and ugly now. Fugly slut, by the way. Where does that one come from? Is that avoiding cussing?
Yeah. Although fugly has implied cussing in it.
Right, right. It's funny just in itself. Good old Tim.
I found it in the girl's bathroom.
Yes, exactly.
It's so weird.
Doesn't stop him from opening some whoop ass with that bat.
Is this true? Trang Peck made out with Coach Carr?
What replaced badge odor?
Badge odor was fat whore. It fit just because it fit in her mouth nicely.
He used to say vag odor.
I just want to say that clearly. But it's like the joke is in him looking up and catching her, and then starting to cry. But it was funnier with vag odor.
Just funny as a
which is
a bad thing that you could write down about someone else.
Right.
Which is absolutely nothing wrong with that it's a purely clinical term.
And it's not a condition you can do anything about.
Well, you really could. You could just wash yourself.
You did? It's that simple?
Yeah.
Really?
If I only knew. All right. Think of all the trauma I could have survived. Another Dwayne ad lib there.
I like when kids laugh at that, and you know that means they know how chlamydia is really spelled.
Exactly.
They're not getting along at this point in the picture.
Yeah, clearly no.
What's going on?
Have a seat, Miss Heron. Have you ever seen this before?
No. I mean, yes, I've seen it before, but it's not mine.
You better get your story straight, Miss Heron, because I'm not messing around here.
Well, it's not ours, it's Regina's. Yeah, she's trying to make it look like we wrote it, but really, she wrote it.
Miss Wieners, why would Regina refer to herself as a fugly slut?
See, fugly comes up again.
Mm-hmm. I like that take.
She was in the zone by then. We're gonna get to the bottom of this ridiculous right now. Eyes.
You know what? She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Finest kind.
Now, do these have stickums on them?
No, they just stick because she puts them in there really hard. But, I hope nobody else is asking that question.
Oh, I never thought about that. Yeah. Why do they stick?
Just because she puts them in there so hard.
Yeah. It's intensity with which she puts them.
Yeah. That's one of those production cheats that we try to get away with. I love the fact that we reference toaster strudel again here, which probably slips by most people.
It's a red herring.
One of my favorite things. And once again, just while we were continuing, like, railing against our censorship, the hot dog again.
Oh, right.
It's still her line reading on one time is still funny enough to make it work. By the way, did you finally hear the has there?
Thank you.
That's good.
By the way, that girl looks exactly like Rosalind Weisman.
Really?
But with red hair, yeah.
Okay. I haven't met Rosalind yet, but anyway.
Or I should say a lot like Rosalind.
These girls are... goes through down.
I never know what those things mean.
Mad magazine things, yeah. Look at that acting again.
Oh my God, there's so much acting going on. And then I look at my glasses, like Peter Billingsley in A Christmas Story.
Even though it's slightly out of focus, we keep it on longer so you can read it.
You can read it.
Anything else you
want to
say?
There you go.
God, that was such a cat.
No, but I must say that this sequence is one of the fun things for me to make in the movie because, like, you just don't get to stage a cat fight of this proportion.
A large scale cat fight.
It's just, you know, the largest one in American cinematic history.
It might be.
Yeah, everyone was going for it. Like, there's like half stunt people, half extras here, but they're all like just really like going crazy.
I'm scared.
I like seeing the people like the red-haired boy that, like that, were just like when you're writing, you don't think of them as characters so much, but then they show up enough times in the movie that
it's like
they're a part of the movie.
It's that guy, yeah.
40-year-old stunt woman.
Yeah. Bam. Wait, Jason Mandino's finest moment.
Come quick. They've gone wild. The girls have gone wild.
I wonder if people are going to think that joke's funny in 10 years or whether they will completely forgot what Girls Gone Wild is. And now the bat finally comes to play that we've been waiting for this whole movie. And,
it was full tilt jungle madness.
Yeah. It's good. These fantasy segments don't get to snap back to reality for the first time. You know? It's going nuts.
Pull these two off each other. Coach Carr, step away from
one of my favorite Tim
girls.
Moments in the movie. Just like, he's like, was that guy Joe Harris or Joe?
Yeah. The Lean On Me guy.
Yeah.
A little more Nabby the Rock.
Yeah, right.
He committed to that man.
Lindsay looks like she is genuinely upset that her hair's getting wet.
All of them were. Like, we really were, like, nailing, you know, 200-some people with serious water here.
Did you do it more than once?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. And Tim was just, you know, Tim was just so fierce doing that. When the real, you know, water was hitting, he got so much more intense about it.
Have you ever had it happen 60 times in a row? I have.
Extra funny, of course, that Damien's the only man in the room.
Yeah, he couldn't resist being there.
And look at how ripped Tim is. Like when he took I was so psyched when he took his shirt off, and we're like, okay, this is not going to be embarrassing. this boy's been working out.
His broken arm had not atrophied.
Yeah.
And it connects to your undershirt at the...
Right, it's all... Yeah. That's why I had to take... my shirt off in the beginning.
You don't realize the filmmaking going on
it's
here.
Foreshadowing
Lauren.
This moment.
It's about cinema, baby.
Miss Norberry's been accused of selling drugs. Now, what the young ladies in this grade need is an attitude makeover. And you're going to get it right now.
It's funny that all of Tim's lines have a kind of standard set of payoff, which is like him being kind of serious deadpan and then kind of like backtracking.
Yeah,
it's like
completely undercut.
It's like, okay, let's hear him make some noise. Okay, settle down.
Who is a lady problem that they like to talk about?
And this is just one of the shining moments of Stephanie Drummond. Yes. Her full commitment to this. This is one where I did throw myself in front of the train tracks with the MPAA and said, invoked my daughter and said, are you telling us that a vagina is a bad word? You know, we cannot teach that to the youth of America. We must be able to keep this funny line.
Don't make me call Eve Ensler.
But of course, it is all made by Tim's reaction to it.
Yeah.
Something to help them with their self-esteem.
It's not a self-esteem problem. I think they're all pretty pleased with
it. The cameraman looks like he's kind of like, he's like, oh, am I supposed to be on Tina? He's like, shipped away someplace else. I like all the extras doing like nice pacing behind you. You're like,
They're not extras. They're the other teachers.
Being serious. They're not the extras. Oh, that's what it is.
They're faculty.
Yes. But we're unveiling the production here. We're telling the secrets behind the secrets.
Close your eyes again. And this time, I want you to raise your hand if you...
This is straight Rosalind Wiseman.
This is what Rosalind Wiseman does in her workshops.
Why didn't you put the German teacher in this?
Oh, in the background? I don't know. Where is...
You know, I think that was our line producer, Louise Rosner, and her trying to keep this movie in the ridiculously low budget we made it for.
Okay, so what we can do today is a couple exercises...
Lose a little bit of that authenticity by not having Bathsheba Garnett again.
I like that our name is that.
I love that name so much.
Miss Norbury had us confront each other directly about the things that were bothering us. And it seemed like every clique had its own problems.
You've been acting really stuck up ever since you switched to short fielder, and Dawn agrees with me.
Dawn?
Don't drag me into this. I'm pitching tomorrow.
Did it used to be cock-blocking boyfriend? That was another.
Are you cock-blocking
me?
Okay. Good. Can I just say that we don't have a clique problem at this school? And some of us shouldn't have to take this workshop because some of us are just victims in this situation.
And so we're acting that as if Regina, like, after finding out about the healthy bars, basically had nothing but lettuce all weekend. So we took her back down to stage 2 fatness.
Right. And she's also wearing black.
Yeah.
Which makes her look thinner. Thinning,
she definitely starved herself.
But once again, still kept the hair up, though, to kind of, you know, diminish her.
Mm-hmm.
I love Tim and Tim's.
Okay, who's next?
Shameful commitment to that.
Katie. Do you have anything you want to own up to?
Yes. No.
You never made up a rumor about it?
Yeah, you're busting me on this one, saying I was forcing you into a Lifetime movie.
You would say, go do another take, more Lifetime movie. No.
You're like, dang, okay. I thought I gave you all I could.
That's all right. That's my future. So.
Well, and the score helps it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all here because of this book, right? Well... I don't know who wrote this book, but you all have got to stop calling each other sluts and whores. It just makes
that shirt was really cute, and I thought it was a Marc Jacobs shirt, so I was bragging to everyone that I had this cute Marc Jacobs shirt in the movie, and then I think it actually was from...
La Bay in Toronto.
Urban Outfitters. It was from Urban Outfitters. But it was a cute shirt.
A lot of Roots clothing in the movie. It's not your fault you're so gap-toothed.
Are you asleep?
I can't watch this again. This trust exercise stuff just still makes me laugh.
And I'm sorry I told everyone about it. And I'm sorry for repeating it now.
Do you want to tell the background to that story?
That I stole that joke from Rachel Dratch?
Oh, really? Yeah. That's good. Quick jump cut. Don't want to see her getting the thing back around.
This girl is awesome.
This was one of the things that also just when I originally read the script, I just like made me cry. And she's fantastic.
Do you even go to this school?
No. They just have a lot of
I like your use of the thumb here. The get out of here.
I think that doesn't, you know, having watched it a bunch, I think that doesn't get the lap it deserves because she's crying.
Because she's so emotional.
Yeah.
It's still.
But her name is Crying Girl.
Yeah, I know.
What are you supposed to do? Just that look, that little beatific look on her face. She raised her hand to cover.
She loves her friend.
The joke was way funnier before it was in the trailer.
You know, well, I guess you always give up one joke to the trailer.
I didn't think it was that funny in the trailer, so maybe it'll work better. It'll work better in the movie.
It definitely worked when we were previewing the movie. Dream come true, diving into a big pile of girls. Now we know about the history of Lizzie and Regina. So
right.
So I have this friend who is a new student this year, and I convinced her that it would be fun to mess up Regina George's life. So
Rachel is amazing in this scene because it's just a series of cuts. You see her go from cocky to like genuinely like about to burst a blood vessel. And it's
this is the point where you realize they're all mean.
She made out with Regina's boyfriend and then convinced him to break up with her. Oh God, and we gave you foot cream instead of face wash. God, I am so sorry, Regina. Really, I don't know why I did it. I guess it's probably because I've got a big, you see the
veins bursting right there. It's excellent.
Regina, wait, I didn't mean for that to happen.
I like that we added in these sound effects of like the train playing, and so it's kind of unsettling. You're like, why am I hearing a train here? And it's only till, you know, later that you actually see the train that you've kind of heard this whole time. But it's all part of a head fake with this, with the bus, is that kind of established, you know, Amy in the background, so your eye kind of goes to her, and you don't see the thing coming from the right that nails you, but... No, I'm totally kidding. It is amazing
and
how
there, well. There's the train.
And there's the train.
There's the train.
But it is amazing how well that thing works, that that bus thing. In front of the bus. That was an even worse rumor.
Everybody done? No. There used to be a line in the scene that we just saw before that sort of saying, like, you know, you got to be nice to each other because real life is hard enough without, you know, being. And so sometimes I miss that a little bit because that was sort of what the bus was meant to represent, that, like, real life will get you
real life,
in an unexpected way.
Yeah, the karmic paddy wagon. Right. The nailer.
But this is all technically accurate, right? The African stuff.
Well, you know, that African thing, Anna improvised it.
She made
so
it up. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was accurate, because she's very smart.
Yeah.
And about all things African.
Your mom does not hate you. She's afraid of you. I don't know. Maybe we mainstream schooled you too soon.
The two of them really do have a good family resemblance, actually.
Yeah. Homeschooled again for a while. Well, they're so Irish looking.
Yeah.
Well,
only thing worse than
going
back would be not going. Your favorite line in the whole movie's coming up, by the way.
Let's not talk about it.
Okay, fair enough. Moving right along.
Cost me a writer's guild.
Oh no.
Yeah, no. I think it's losses. Roper.
Roper was on board until this line.
Jeez. I need you to sign my. You know, it's not too late. We can.
Has it aired?
Let's see if we can hunt him down and.
It has its own appeal. This sequence.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, the thing is, obviously, we're going to kind of take it to this high pitch. It's good to. I remember when we were discussing whether we should keep this in the movie, and we, you know, said, let's just put it in the preview, and if it gets a big laugh, we'll keep it, and we can cut it. And then it got a huge laugh when we put the guy farting, and you turned to me and said, there goes the Oscar. I was like, yep, I guess the fart has to stay in the movie. what can you do?
I like that gay policeman from the Village People.
Both the policemen were very interesting looking. Where's Miss Norbury? I have to mention my favorite throwaway joke about marijuana tablets.
Yeah, I like that joke.
You know.
But after the allegations,
I also like the phrase that the allegations turned out to be extremely true. Modify the word true.
Right.
In this burn book.
That book was written by a bunch of stupid girls
who make up rumors
because they're bored with their own lame lives.
Well, unless someone wants to come forward and say I made it all up, this is how we have to handle it.
The guy behind her is just trying to get into frame. Here he is.
Actually, that kid was you know a continuity extra. He was behind her like hundreds of times, and actually was quite good at not being a jerk. Because it would have been very easy to like pull focus, you know. But he's just he plays it well. I love this. We did. We'll let John Ashcroft know. They did cover up the anatomy that's of that statue.
Oh, with the vines.
With the vines. I was very careful. I started so, with Regina. Once again, go to the deleted scenes to see this entire fantastic scene with Amy Poehler. Yeah. You know, which we cut purely for pacing, but left this scene in just to see more awesome acting.
More awesome acting. Want to buy some drugs? Look, it totally looks like I'm grading that paper. It's so realistic.
Actually, this shirt, once again, like Katie, after the crush, we kind of start to like slowly bring her back down and declam her. By the time she gets to the mathletes contest, she's back in the ponytail again.
Yeah.
And we kind of gotten her like back to like the sweet pretty girl from the beginning. Jonathan doing excellent, you know, pencil shaving.
Don't talk about people buying their backs.
That's right. Getting hit by a bus is pretty good punishment.
94.
Welcome back, nerd.
Thanks. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I forgive you. But as my own personal form of punishment...
And my favorite.
I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
More excuses to have KG in the movie.
Yeah. I've been a girl. I like this pink cue.
Yeah. It's weird that the album didn't have the big sales of the previous one, but this song is like a genuinely great song. It's like as good as anything on the first album. Yeah.
Remember when this joke in the script was that she accidentally waxed her eyebrow all the way off?
Yeah. Unfortunately, my makeup people told me they couldn't repeat it over and over, so we had to cut it.
And she would have been problem that way.
But this one's funny, so.
The K thing kicks ass. Of course, we time out the song perfectly so that when he raises his head, it's like bang.
the tuba
becomes the dress. It's fantastic. But anyway, it's great. Yeah.
The dress she does.
The mathlete's outfit.
The dress never gets worn.
No. It would be sad, except for the fact that we're actually making it a happy thing that she's making.
That's where I graduated from University of Toronto.
Really? This is a great hall here.
Convocation hall.
And once again, another big cheap joke, but one that works.
This is just so we didn't have to have a whole bunch of extras.
Exactly. Right? Couldn't fill it up, so why not make a joke about it?
All right, it's all you. Okay. Make me look good out there.
You sons of bitches. You look like a rock star now that you got that jacket on. So suddenly, Ms. Norbury let her out of the house, so she becomes really cocky.
I meant to steal that jacket. I never did.
Not one of those Marymount boys is cute.
Or put these poor guys here.
the butt of
jokes.
I know. Did they know that was what was being said about them?
Using the big techno crane to zip in on our guy. Okay,
someone has a duck.
That's working. Put it closer to the mic if you can.
Yeah.
And, 14 and 5.
That is correct. Question number 2. It really sounds like a duck.
Did we ever check and see if the answers to these questions were real?
Yeah, they're real. They're
okay,
all real, yeah.
That's good.
I got them off the internet.
Good to know. The, 741. I remember we actually had more math in the movie at many places. There was actually
there was
more questions.
Lot
but
more math at a certain point.
Just, you know, kind of the point gets across.
Yeah. She's grounded.
Neil is just fantastic here.
And then I like Anna does a double take. One, get another one.
Yeah, get more in there. I love that extra who's dancing like crazy here. She was one of our favorite fun extras who just... Who was, you know...
Was she the one who was Russian?
Very committed. No. Well, actually, I think she was, yeah. And huge guy, once again. Huge guy and Kristen Hadley's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And they're running through line for the movie. And Amy with her through line of taking pictures of Regina.
She's supposed to be grounded, but he let her out.
Flynn might be older than Tim. Because Tim was saying he's the oldest person
in the
movie.
He's taller than Tim. That counts for something.
How old is Flynn?
Is he a Chicago guy? One of
I know Neil Flynn from Improv Olympic.
Okay.
Neil Flynn's 43.
Okay. Well, how old's Tim then?
I don't know. Yeah. Perhaps he would prefer we didn't say.
Yeah.
Ageless.
Ageless.
Yeah, timeless.
It don't crack, y'all.
Priceless.
We picked the girl, too. And from North Shore, Ms. Cady Heron.
It's Katie. Oh, my God, that's me.
I love when you walked on the set and you saw the girl playing Carolyn Craft and how I had her made up, and you said, that's my high school yearbook picture.
right there. I go. I had glasses like that were fake, and I used to wear them when I played Van Helsing in my high school production of Dracula.
She came to the rap party and suddenly had all these guys hitting on her, and they were like, what is she doing in the movie? And
yeah, she's
like,
really pretty.
She's really pretty. Contestants?
This was a fine Second City Toronto gentleman.
This guy was great too, because he plays he was like Mr. Reliable. He just mm-hmm. these boring lines over and over, but he's like this really funny comedian guy.
And has real dignity.
Yeah, he does. Yes.
The limit is -1.
Oh crap! I lost.
That answer is incorrect. Now we are in a sudden death. If Miss Heron can answer this problem correctly, we have a winner.
The intensity.
Intense face. Anything about limits?
Limits. That was a weekend. This is an interesting effect shot where we shot things against a green screen and it shoots several elements. You can kind of like remove Aaron's head from the picture, you know, as she focuses past him.
The limit does not exist.
Our new state champions, the North Shore Mathletes.
The music's a little triumphant, like we did cure cancer. We are the
winners. Here comes Tom Cruise.
How do you like
oh,
me
man.
Now?
You like I just love that so much. It's like
he got superhuman strength.
He can tear open an eyes on shirt. Because he's just so damn street.
So kick-ass in these when we roll into spring fling.
Oh, no, I'm not going.
What?
This is beautiful. University of Toronto campus.
Yeah, it was really pretty campus.
Katie, you don't have to punish yourself forever. But I'm grounded. You're already out.
You could go to the deleted scenes here to see another,
another fantastic
wasted
bit.
Gag.
No, it was cute. But we got to get it to the prom.
Wisely removed. Same and there's things. Another whole scene here.
Big important scene, but once again, it was time to get up on stage and get Katie apologizing to the...
I like how shy Lizzie looks.
Yeah,
I thought that was really smart, because she would, even though she's, you know, thinks she's all bad, she would get shy there.
The winner of the Spring Fling King, Shane Omen. Yes!
Lacey is just so in the zone on stage too, just like taking everything incredibly personally. While Rachel McAdams is kind of like as if she's on her painkillers, you know,
right?
A little zoned out.
Certificates to the Walker Brothers Pancake House, Katie Heron.
What?
The light hits her.
I like Anna's reaction.
Yeah, and I like the mom look when she's going, "Get over here now." That's very realistic.
She's like, "Wait." It is interesting. It's so counter to Amy Poehler's reaction.
Yeah.
Regina George's mom would be reacting like Shane Omen did. Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Thanks. What I like here is the miracle of the crown.
I know. It's saving up for that.
It's like the loaves, yeah.
The loaves and the fishes.
And Tim Meadows to save the scene from Maudlin every time he gets to interrupt and kind of like, you know, come in and... And call attention to the ridiculousness.
Like they're smiling too.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't want to smile at first. He went to play it all serious, and I really had to encourage him to smile. But when he did it, he realized that was funny. Aaron stepping in.
Did he just get there?
Actually, no. But it seemed more interesting, more dynamic for him to be arriving.
He was taking a crap.
Hey.
Well, I mean, that's the backstory.
Kids listen to this stuff too.
You can't say crap. Okay, say crap again.
Crap.
That dress is amazing. And Emma Gerber, I mean, that hair.
Oh, this is a little look on her face of just like, just so sweet. And actually, Lindsay just does this speech so wonderfully.
What I like too is that there's no evidence that Katie's in any way noticed these people before.
Oh, yeah. Does she? Well, she's seen them in the burn book. She's made fun of them.
But.
A piece for Gretchen.
By the way, that was the one piece I needed to have you smiling.
Right.
I didn't have any footage of you smiling, so like that was the only smile I could find. I'm like, it was like the camera woman was like falling asleep and it was shaking. I'm like, we're gonna use it anyway.
I was very angry.
I need that acting.
Spine, and she still looks like a rock star.
I probably never knew there was a camera on me.
It's true, actually. You were in a big crowd and was like picking off stats.
Yeah. Only 800 more pieces
I know,
of the crown.
Exactly.
50 more.
Very flexible crown. And the funny thing is, actually cut like about 17 more throws out of it, too. So.
And she still has half of it on her head.
Well, see, that's the part that I don't know.
That's the part that's the miracle.
Yeah, don't want to talk about that. I wish I could get that purple tux to wear the premiere. That would look awesome. Still an
asshole? I know. Where is it? Is it here?
Believe me, we can make it happen.
We got to pull these strings right now.
I hate this song.
I know this song.
Oh, man candy, stage right.
I didn't notice how tall Jonathan was until this shot right here. Yeah. Like, and actually, for the first time in the movie, I actually shot their eye lines correctly and put, you know, put the camera really low on him. Really low on him, really low, high on her. And they both look, you know, gorgeous, too.
Yeah.
But, plus, you know, shoot with it, you know, we really had to get the camera really far away from them, too, because the longer the lens, the better they look. So we were shooting with, like, you know, 150s from really far away. I think this is actually only 100, but still.
I was going to say it looked more like 100.
They look like gorgeous. I know. Because, you know, this movie's very technically complex.
I'm just trying to hear the music.
I'm trying to stay awake.
Oh, yeah, you've not heard this. What's that?
There it is. Then cranked it up, baby. There you go. I just love your look here, that little look down because you're shy.
I'm shy.
That's so cute. That is really sweet.
Yeah, and you realize that he really doesn't have carpal tunnel.
He's been feeling
he's
me just, up
he's
all
been
semester.
Using, using that to,
this
as,
by,
as,
that's
as a,
my high school experience.
As a ploy for sympathy. What's up? I just love...
He's like a serial killer that pretends to have a broken leg.
I love that confidence.
And says, can you help me to my car? And then he kills you.
Nice thing in the movie, just kind of get a little perspective and be like, you know what, you know, high school's going to end. It's going to be okay.
and people are genuinely enjoying the prom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Regina's spine healed, and her physical therapist taught her to channel all her rage into sports.
That would be a foul, even in lacrosse. Right?
She's a wiener.
Karen used her special talents to do the morning weather announcements.
I love Karen's commitment to this. She's just so excited.
And there's a 30% chance that it's already raining.
And Gretchen found herself a new clique and a new queen bee to serve.
People don't even recognize her with the hair like that.
Their hair flat iron.
It's so crazy.
Erin went to Northwestern, so I still.
It's great. This scene when they're making out with. Lizzie and KG, they, you know, they really went at it the first take, and their makeup just got smeared all over each other. We had to kind of like break for a half an hour and like and redo it again.
She's so pale.
I think it was KG's first screen kiss. You know, he was kind of nervous about it. But,
finally, girl world was
just that look from Regina is one of my favorite parts in the whole movie. Like,
respectful nod.
Just that, you know, little thing.
Lauren, like these are your favorite, right?
Absolutely, because you know that the next one's about them.
They got the attitude that they can't. They're not even faking the attitude.
There goes,
you know?
The secret.
No, they were the real deal. They were at the rap party,
one of the girls. I said, "You have to act like the most popular girl in the school," and she said, "Well, I am the most popular girl in the school." I was like, "You have the part, my lady. You are fantastic." So, they were. And plus, it's just another excuse to hit somebody else with a bus. Why not?
That's right.
So, this is the part where they show all the people who worked on the movie, right?
Right, yes. And their names.
This is actually the cast roll right now, and we just passed Tina Fey's name again, by the
Yay.
Way.
Wow.
And, should we wrap this up now and say goodbye? And thanks for listening.
Goodbye, everyone.
And watch the deleted scenes for all the missing stuff. And take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. When there's no one else inside. In the crowded, lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. Oh, 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 dancing with myself. Oh, 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 dancing with myself. Well, there's nothing to lose, and there's nothing to prove, and I'm dancing with myself. Oh, 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 oh. If I looked all over the world, and there's every type of girl.
sweat, sweat, sweat.